MFO in Medford.
Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you? You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
Mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFS.
Push
them
right to the edge.
Now is the winter of your discontent.
I only like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
When you're high, you feel different.
You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So, if you're high, just don't drive.
Make a plan to get a sober ride.
Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Free socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
Baby, it's cold outside.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
It's my show. I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
It's a party. The beer is warm, the women are cold, and I'm hot under the collar.
What is this? I've never heard any music like this in my life before. And if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnily, it's layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
Presentation. Right about now, you're about to be possessed.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's time.
Put your hands together, welcome.
The best DJ in the world.
And you know this,
yeah.
Man.
This time we're gonna go back. We
whoa, this DJ kicks ass.
Yeah, he kicks it. He kicks
let
it.
Let me kick it.
Kicking the old school. And dropping the fat beat.
Now, here comes the music.
Thank you.
if I say to you tomorrow, take my hand, child, come with me. It's to a castle I will take you, where what's to be, they say, will be.
I guess the wind says been sail away, leave the day way up high in the sky. Say to me tomorrow, oh, what fun it all would be. Then what's to stop us, pretty baby? But what is and what should never be?
I catch the wind, see it spin, sail away, leave the day away.
What you need so bad, get out and it's alive with you, yeah.
I can't go in, see it spin, sail away, leave the day way up high in the sky. And oh, when the wind won't blow, we're in as good as go. It only goes to show,
yeah, you will be mine by taking our time.
Good evening and welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. Only here on WMFO in Medford. Yeah, that's right. It's no ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies and TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real-world historical events sometimes. Yeah, who knows where those audio clips come from. And every episode has a different theme. This evening's theme is winter. It seems in most musical explorations of winter that they focus on the initial December and the New Year's holidays. But in this episode, I am thinking much more about the winter that comes after that. The cold, nasty, brutish days in the midwinter we've been experiencing, like February, like the end of January, like the beginning of March now, with the worst weather days of the year that we're living in. Like this snowstorm that may be the biggest of the season so far, coming this evening, starting around 2 a.m. With pretty much every changing season of the year since I started broadcasting here in September 2004, I've been playing you the corresponding Wendy Carlos seasonal sound collage. And then later I started including Vivaldi too, Antonio Vivaldi, who actually started the whole idea of having musical compositions reflecting the particular seasons of the year with his pieces, the Four Seasons. And last autumn, I experimented with pitch bending entire songs, like some jazz pieces, Autumn Leaves, as well as Wendy Carlos's Fall. So tonight, I'm going to do that with Wendy Carlos's winter piece. The full piece is released on Sonic Seasonings, a double LP album. Yes, released in 1972, of sound collages. And thinking about winter too, I mean winter as well, but Led Zeppelin, they have several perfect albums, and their second album, Led Zeppelin 2, is a perfect album in my opinion. You just put it on and every single song really rocks. And this is a Tears of the Gods, and we always have some features for you. And tonight we're going to be featuring that album, playing for you almost all of the songs. Maybe even all of them, if I can get this whole thing moving along there. So we began the show with our rather elaborate intro that's kind of like a Simpsons intro that I changed little pieces of. And we had a drug-impaired driving prevention public service message, Feel, Think, Drive Different, that I employed the pitch shifting envelope that I've been having a lot of fun with also at the beginning of my show, this down, up, higher, too. And what it does is it goes through whatever song I run it through, whatever audio clip, and it takes a little over half of the time to go down an octave, a complete full octave down, and then for the rest of the time, it goes up, 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 getting back to normal, and then going up a full octave above normal. And that's what I used on that public service message, and that's what I'm going to use in Wendy Carlos's Winter as well. And then it was the theme from Masterpiece Theater that I found on Music for Winter's Evening, a musical compilation by Moret, I think. And then the first of many songs from our featured album, What Is and Should Never Be, Led Zeppelin 2, yes. Now, I've been listening to Vivaldi along all this week of my runs along the Mystic River, and I was inspired to similarly create music with the winter season in mind this week. And in the second hour, you'll be hearing two of them that I improcomposed. The particular pieces are Icicle Trees Glistening in the Sun, and then another one that's scary there about calving icebergs in the cold winter sea. It's a pretty scary piece. But in the next set, we've got a Chuck U contribution in the second hour, a sonic montage about what a nuclear winter on Earth would be like. So in this next set, we're going to be playing each of the three movements of Vivaldi's Four Seasons Winter. And it was the band that played this was actually an ensemble called Voices of Music. And it was nine women and two men. And in particular, the lead violinist, Cynthia Miller Freivogel. Boy, she really wails. What a sight to see and a treat to hear what she's doing. So we're going to be hearing all of those interspersed with some Led Zeppelin songs. Actually, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Led Zeppelin songs from Led Zeppelin 2. And I want you to, listen to Jimmy Page's guitar solos. This quote from him, I love. I don't deal in technique, he says. I deal in emotions. And the Whole Lot of Love solo is just perfect. While in Heartbreaker, it's riddled with mistakes, just chock full of mistakes. But it's perfect in its own way, too. Also, all the layers of guitars. He's just the only guitar player in the band, but he'll sometimes have five different guitars that are playing different things. And that's just a real treat to listen to, especially for guitar players like me, trying to figure out what all of his different production is. Let's see. Backing me up right now is Irv Tybell with his Alpine Blizzard from Environments 11. Yes, this is my ambiance. So, let's get things going here with your Friday night sound collage party. And here is Led Zeppelin, first cut on their Led Zeppelin 2 perfect album.
Down inside, honey, you need it. you need.
Can I put my clothes back on? My nipples are getting cold.
Cold-blooded man I've ever known.
Why, thank you, Doctor.
I should have quit you.
people tell me, baby, can't be satisfied. Trying to worry me, baby, but I never end up getting to myself. People worry, baby.
I have only five words for you. From my cold, dead hands.
Thank you. Is moral.
Morality is subjective.
Subjectivity is objective.
Moral notions imply attributes to substances which exist only in relational duality.
Not as an essential extension of ontological existence.
Can we not talk about sex so much?
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford. Yes, we are Tufts Freeform, non-commercial community and even sometimes educational radio. I'm your host, Edward Bukert, and our theme this evening is winter, featuring Led Zeppelin's perfect second album, Antonio Vivaldi, the Baroque composer, his three-part piece from his Four Seasons, Winter. And also, we've got Wendy Carlos, her epic winter sound collage coming up for you. I didn't explain in my that first set the rationale for Led Zeppelin II in this winter theme. It's a very personal one, but that's the season I remember being introduced to this album by my friend Sean Kaltenbach, who has disappeared from the face of the earth. I think he did something wrong, and he did this on purpose. In any case, I remember listening to this album, sitting in his van and getting high and listening to this and smoking tobacco cigarettes. Oh boy, that was a stupid thing, even though it seemed like a really cool thing at the time. And we started off this set with the opening track from Led Zeppelin II, Whole Lot of Love. And there was a whole lot of craziness going on in the mixing of that. That was Jimmy Page and his engineer for the album, Eddie Kramer, who was also Jimi Hendrix's engineer. And he later went on to become one of rock and roll's most important producers. He did the live recording of Woodstock, and just so many, his career. And actually, when I was an intern at a recording studio my last year of high school, he was the most famous musical person I ever got coffee for. Yes, as he explains it, it was just twiddling every single knob on that mixing console, him and Jimmy Page. And then we heard the first Allegro non molto part of Winter, the first movement. And in particular on that, that was performed by Cynthia Miller Freivogel and the Voices of Music, and she just did an incredible job as the lead violinist in that and the subsequent ones. Then we had the Lemon Song, more outstanding guitar playing, as well as everything else on that song, right? Yeah. Then part two of Winter, the Largo. And then Heartbreaker. Yeah, that song, what an incredible riff that sounds a little crazy. And then that guitar solo, which uses this kind of pull-off technique where he's using his finger, not his pick, to go. And that actually, that the way he did that inspired Eddie Van Halen to develop his pull-off open string and his tapping. As explained by Eddie Van Halen in an interview in Guitar World. Yes, that was very important. And then we followed that with Living Loving Maid, which comes right after Heartbreaker on the album. And then we concluded with part three, the Allegro of Vivaldi's Four Seasons. And then we concluded that set in its entirety with Led Zeppelin's Bring It On Home, which that song has, it's a cover of a Willie Dixon song. And we've been playing Willie Dixon for you. We had an episode where he was the featured artist in our Black History Month. And then then there are other, so much, like the Lemon Song is Howlin' Wolf's Killin' Floors. And then it's also Robert Johnson's Travelin' Riverside Blues. So we're going to start right now, as I explained here previously, Wendy Carlos. And this is her epic ambient masterpiece, Winter, originally composed and, well, released to the public in 1972 on Sonic Seasonings, and directly inspired by Vivaldi's Winter. Although Vivaldi was trying to simulate natural sounds of nature, of winter, using a classical musical instruments, Wendy Carlos actually used some of them, as well as synthesized versions of them. And in this version, a plastic sushi remixed version, we'll call it, even though this is a Tears of the Gods. What I'm doing is, over the course of this 20-something minute piece, I have pitch shifted it kind of continuously, and we're going down in pitch from the original right now, and we're going to proceed to do that for about another 10 plus minutes, and then we're going to be like one octave lower. But this is so instrumental, you might not perceive that. But if you've listened to this hundreds of times like I have, you would. And then we're going to go up in pitch. And we're going to get back to normal, and then we're going to go higher and higher. And I think that makes this a scarier piece for that. That going up in, well, the whole pitch changing thing, actually, it's scarier when it's lower in pitch, and it's kind of scarier as it gets manically crazier. So that's what we're going to be doing for about like the next 20 minutes, the next 23 minutes here. And I hope you enjoy this kind of experimental mix of this. We are all the first people in the universe who are hearing this version of Wendy Carlos's Winter here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.